You stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. And when we started talking, I could not believe my ears. You said you were a Braves fan, even through the rotten years. You quoted William Faulkner and Martin Luther King. You said your favorite movie star would always be James Dean. And when we went to dinner, you wore blue jeans with your pearls. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You marched to the beat of a different drum. The funny thing is that I hear the same one. We both like the color outside of the lines. We're peas in a pod, girl, we're two of a kind. To love, I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Business owners nationwide scrambling to figure out what the Trump tariffs mean for them. Beth Bagnicki owns a baby furniture business in Minnesota and says the sudden 145% tariff on Chinese goods could kill her business.
I have a significant amount of debt because it was a big investment and a big risk to go into Walmart and Target. It's a big step for our business, and it was a risk I was willing to take because it was the next big milestone for our company. But to get that loan, I had to leverage my house. So now if I default on that loan, I could lose my home.
Some, including some farmers, though, are calling for patience, saying this will make things more equal in the long run. China's economy grew at a robust 5.4% annual pace in the first quarter, but that was ahead of the Trump tariff announcements. Federal judge says she will order sworn testimony by the Trump administration officials to determine if they complied with her order to facilitate the return of a man wrongfully sent to El Salvador. This is ABC News. AOC and Bernie Sanders bringing their Fight the Oligarchy tour, as they call it, to Folsom, California. The two lawmakers have been touring the country, drawing large crowds, even in some Republican strongholds.
If we are going to defeat Trumpism, if we're going to create the kind of nation that we know we can become, it's going to take millions and millions of working people standing up together.
The top aide to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has been escorted out of the Pentagon. He is now on administrative leave. Dan Caldwell was demoted after a story about a possible top secret briefing for Elon Musk was leaked, but it's unclear if that was the exact reason why. Man wearing a gas mask pushed his way through metal detectors at the Woburn, Massachusetts courthouse this week. He pepper sprayed three police officers. They were hospitalized but are okay. He was then arrested. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Whether your Easter plans have you stepping out on Sunday or hosting a group at home, Macy's Easter Sale has great deals on everything you'll need to celebrate, like 50% off dressy brunch looks to level up your whole family style, and 50 to 60% off hosting must-haves, like the classic Butterfly Meadow Collection from Lennox. But don't miss out, because just like an Easter egg hunt, there's so much to discover. But you gotta move quick. At Macy's Easter Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayllon. A bill from Republican lawmakers makes significant changes to Wisconsin's unemployment insurance law. The bill that mandates creation of a division of reemployment assistance within the Department of Workforce Development and adds requirements for those seeking employment passed on a 4-2 committee vote Tuesday. A proposed Bucky's Travel Center in Oak Creek is the subject of a lawsuit. The group Oak Creek Neighbors United alleges the property adjacent to I-94 was rezoned and the city's comprehensive plan was amended to benefit the property owner over the objections of several hundred citizens and the alderman for the district. NUW Oshkosh has its new leader. Dr. Manohar Singh, who is currently the interim president of Western Connecticut State University, will take over the UW Oshkosh role July 1st. Singh replaces Andrew Levitt, who plans to stay at the university and teach chemistry. Tad Ayllon, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in-store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Not all soils are created equal. To a farmer, that's nothing new. Different parts of your field yield differently. Advertising shares a lot of similarities. There are more choices than ever about where to put your advertising dollars. A recent survey shows farmers rely on radio for their ag news almost 5 times as much as social media. To use another metaphor, farm radio is the best soil for planting those seeds of advertising. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A good-looking mid-April day with plenty of sunshine and a break from the wind, high temperatures in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low near 43. On Thursday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm as well, with highs in the lower 60s. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least 3 times. Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck. put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's your hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Lucy's got a lipstick on a little too bright. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Well, Lucy, you know the world must be flat. 'Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. Howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. Yeah, howl at the moon, shoot out the light. Yeah, it's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Bar was empty. I was sweeping up the floor. That's when she walked in. I said, I'm sorry, but we're closed. And she said, I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse. I said, I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Before I handed her purse, I said, you'll only get this back on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. Chairs up and the lights turned way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced. From that moment, there was never any doubt. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about. And then one evening, when she stopped by after work, I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt. And as her eyes filled up with tears, she said, this is the last thing I expected. And then she took me by the hand and said, I'll only marry you on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hall.
up and the lights turn way down low. The music played, we held each other close, and we danced like no one else had ever danced before. I can't explain what happened on that floor, but the music played, we held each other close, and we danced. Yeah, we danced.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
We didn't know the times were lean. Round our house the grass was green. It didn't seem like things were all that bad. I bet we walked 1,000 miles, chopping cotton and pushing plows, and learning how to give it all we had. As life went on and years went by, I saw the light in Daddy's eyes and felt the love in Mama's hands. They kept us warm and kept us fed and taught us how to look ahead. Now looking back, I understand. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. When Sunday mornings rolled around, we dressed up in hand-me-downs, just in time together with the church. Sometimes I think how long it's been, and how it impressed me then. It was the only day my daddy wouldn't work. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing. Walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. Walking in high cotton.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Alabama, and High Cotton here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. We do have temperatures in the 20s across the region this morning. Expecting afternoon highs right around 60 or low 60s with plenty of sunshine. Our ag weather forecast coming up this hour. Also this hour, the Dairy Management Incorporated, they were at the Natural Products West event recently talking about the benefits of dairy. We're going to have more on that with Chad Smith in our newsmaker segment. Reminder, later today, we might experience some service outages on our AM signal throughout the day. They'll always be relatively short, not too long. Engineer Greg is in town today to do his spring maintenance of our AM transmitter and processing and that sort of thing. And when we do that, we obviously have to turn off the electricity for the AM transmitter. But we'll keep you up to date on that here throughout the day. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
We have discussed stress on the farm before, but how stressed are your animals? Our guest today is Dr. Nicole Sanchez, a research animal scientist with the USDA Livestock Issues Research Unit. And she discusses stress on the farm, but not from the farmer's point of view, from our animals.
Well, stress is all around us, and we may not experience stress every day, but our animals can, and they're hidden stressors such as sickness. Sickness is a stressor to animals. We have heat stress, and then natural disasters can significantly influence our stress responses and what our cattle and humans as well experience. So stress is an important aspect, especially in cattle. And so it's the body's reaction trying to get us back to our baseline, to our normal after being thrown off by some kind of stressor. And stress consists of three different things. The first is the stressor itself. It's the stimulus. It can be a barking dog that may be a psychological stressor for our cattle. And so the animal takes these signals in, initiates a stress response. And this is mediated by different stress hormones within the body that have different physiological effects on the body, such as increased respiration, changes in heart rate and blood flow, and subsequent effects on different body systems from digestion to reproduction and immunity. We have social stressors. This can include the mixing of unfamiliar animals. This can happen with transportation or when we're having to readjust different groups. There are various psychological stressors. So some examples include new surroundings. And so for transporting or moving animal to a different part of the farm or to a different farm in general, there are also nutritional stressors. A large diet or a too little diet, or whether we're having contamination or poor quality of feed, these can affect and be a stressor on the animal. And then, of course, there's physical stressors. Injuries that an animal may experience, extreme weather, moving cattle, processing cattle, castration or branding can be physical stressors for our cattle. And stress is important because it can disrupt many different maintenance behaviors, usually behaviors, whether that's increased respiration, agitation. Stress can affect virtually all body systems. And so our whole body is responsive to stress.
So now that we know that stress is coming from all these different locations, what's the solution?
So for the stress response, the first step is perception of stress. So if we're talking, for example, a calf seeing a predator such as a dog or a coyote, it's going to sense that stress and it's going to elicit a reaction within the body. And so the higher brain centers are going to perceive the stress, and these hormones then send a signal through the blood to the adrenal gland that sits on top of our kidneys. And this results in the production of the stress hormone cortisol. Cortisol is probably one of the most well-known stress hormones. It's one that's typically discussed. And depending on various factors, such as breed and gender or sex, we can see different effects. Stress can be alleviated in many different ways. The first, management, looking at our different processes, our handling of our cattle, and making sure that we're using calm animal handling and movement. And if there's any other factors that we can do that may alleviate even psychological stressors, such as shadows and things like that. And so cattle do adapt to environments. They adapt to stressors. And so if you're handling cattle daily or weekly, they're going to get accustomed to that, and you're going to see decreases in that stress response. Usually temperamental cattle may not calm down as much, but we do see calming. And so gradual introduction, gradual changes are better than things that have to change quickly. And sometimes that's out of our control with sudden changes, but it's doing our best to alleviate that stress or to minimize that stress. A lot of times with these stressors, we're not able to completely eliminate them. But if we can reduce the effects, you're going to have a significant potential positive impact on that animal and the way they respond. So many different factors can influence this response to stress. And the whole body can be influenced by stress, from growth, reproduction, health. But through proper planning and changes in management and adaptation management, and some of these tools that producers can use may be some of these nutritional supplements to reduce the negative effects that we see on the stress response, as well as improve immunity in our calves and our cows.
Comments from Dr. Nicole Burdick-Sanchez, USDA Research Animal Scientist with the Livestock Issues Research Unit, here on Dairy Radio Now.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
What up, fellow Gen Xers? Elizabeth Banks here. As the original latchkey kids, we took things into our own hands, like house keys and video game controllers. And now it's time for us to do it again, because the recommended age to get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. We're at over 6 times greater risk compared to adults under 50. So go to VaxAssist.com and schedule. Gen X, this is our shot. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
My way in North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, string band, my baby plays the guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama,
mama.
to the south out of Roanoke. I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long talk. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like a wind.
Watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. Brandy got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Parked in the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the Tasty Freeze, Tommy slips something on the head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. You yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe. What's meant to be will.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Tricia Yearwood, and she's in love with the boy here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 33 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, May milk down 7 to 1801, June down 8 to 1842, July down 7 to 1787, August steady at 1825. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets yesterday, barrels up 6 to 190, 40-pound blocks up 3 to 180, 1 trade a barrel, 7 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up a quarter to 235, 19 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 116 and 3 quarters, no trades. Dry whey up 1 to 47 and a half. 2 trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle futures could open higher once again today. There's still that positioning ahead of the cattle on feed report that's due out on Thursday. Also, the trade continuing to watch the demand on the packer side, expecting to see some cash share bids either today or tomorrow. Remember, markets closed on Friday. Hog markets expected to open mostly mixed today. Could be a combination of a little bit of profit taking, been a lot of technical buying in the markets as of late, and we could see a little bit of profit taking today, at least to start the day. April live cattle open the day at 204.80, June at 199.80, and August at 196.85. April feeder cattle open at 289.37, May 282.52, August 288.25. May hogs open at 88.20, June 95.17, July at 95.47. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn markets are relatively flat. Soybeans are still moving a bit lower. Wheat markets slightly higher. A bit of a short covering and some buying into the wheat markets, especially after the two-day correction in the markets. Now, soybeans continue to move mostly lower today. Again, trade kind of watching some of that planting progress as well. A wetter forecast is expecting soil moisture improvement in the western corn and soybean belt and in the plain states. And a wet forecast, again, is hinting at a slower planting pace, but the trade isn't really too concerned about that, at least on the soybean side here at the moment. Now, we do have some of the soybean products slightly lower this morning. Again, the trade also watching all of the tariff news, or lack thereof. May and July corn this morning both up 1 3/4. May at 483, July at 491 1/4. September steady at 456 1/4. New crop up 3/4 to 465. May beans down 0.5 to 1035 1/2. July down 1 to 1045 1/2. August down 1 1/4 to 1040 3/4. New crop down 2 1/4 to 1027 1/2. May soybean meal down 20 cents this morning to 294, while May soybean oil back to steady at 47.33. Chicago wheat, May up 2 1/2 to 544 1/2. July up 2 1/4 to 558 1/4. Minneapolis wheat, May up 2 to 603 1/4. July up 1 3/4 to 617 1/4. Energy markets this morning, May crude oil up 53 cents to 61.86. June up 50 cents to 61.25. May and June gas both up 2 cents, May at 204 and June at 203. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Local markets on Tuesday at Alcivia Durand, cash corn 431, May 433, June 438, new crop 404. Cash beans 956, May 961, June 962, new crop 940. Big River Resources, Boyceville, at cash and May corn 447 1/4, June 451 1/2, new crop 414 1/4. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 450, May 452, June 458, new crop 415. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound, cash corn 431, new crop 414. cash beans and new crop beans at $9.54. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $4.36, new crop $4.14, cash beans $9.56, new crop $9.45. Red Wing Grains, cash corn $4.51, May $4.55, June $4.60, new crop $4.25. Cash beans $9.97, May $9.99, June $10.08, new crop $9.71. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $4.27, May $4.29, new crop $4.08. Cash beans $9.61, May $9.65, new crop $9.57. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 192 to 212, Holstein fed cattle 172 to 203, market cows 105 to 148, bulls 153 to 186, calves 400 to 1255, beef steers 220 to 432, Holstein steers 156 to 450. Sheep markets, market lambs and light lambs 295 and down, ewes 115 and down, rams 95 and down, goat markets does 170 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 197 to 213, finished beef heifers 197 to 211, finished dairy steers 180 to 20650, market cows 110 to 134, market bulls 158 to 195. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just for buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200 to $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BOOST25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BOOST25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BOOST25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old said a four-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo night light. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food
said, my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. 'Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman, we'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do, 'cause I've been watching you.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me, it could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or a mansion in Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. First thing I do is pray for time to crawl. I'd unplug the telephone, keep the TV off. I'd hold you every second, say a million I love yous. That's what I do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day. One more day. Keep me wishing still one more day with you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Recently, the National Dairy Checkoff was at the Natural Products Expo West to promote the benefits of dairy and dairy products. Chad Smith has more.
Natural Products Expo West is the country's premier trade show for the natural and healthy products industry. The National Dairy Checkoff team returned to Expo West to showcase how real dairy not only offers exceptional taste and value, but provides health benefits that resonate with today's consumers. Marla Burke, Executive Vice President of Innovation for Dairy Management, Inc., shared more about the experience.
The biggest takeaway is we need to talk to the industry and we need to talk beyond the industry about innovating with dairy. We need to stay on the trends. We need to bring it to consumers where they need it, right? We need to solve their needs with dairy, and we can.
Dairy Management, Inc. teamed up with the California Milk Advisory Board for a collective Innovate with U.S. Dairy approach that showcased dairy's potential through the sampling of new products. Nori Wilson, Innovation and Insights Consultant for DMI, shared more about attendees' reaction to dairy's presence.
The first thing when they walk up and they say, is this real dairy? Their expectation is that it's going to taste great. And then they do have some conversations about what are the health benefits of this and aspect of that. And the thing that a lot of people, whether it's consumers or buyers, don't know is the health benefits of dairy and how it can deliver against their specific health and wellness needs.
Pennsylvania dairy farmer Lolly Lesher attended Expo West to help answer attendees' questions, and she found substantial interest in the health aspects of food products and how dairy can meet those demands.
I was just overwhelmed by the number of items that were talking about protein, talking about health and diet. It's the perfect player for dairy to tell them and show them that we are the answer to a lot of those needs.
To learn more about what the Dairy Checkoff is doing to drive sales and build trust in dairy, visit DairyCheckoff.com. Chad Smith reporting.
Thanks, Chad. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
Expect plenty of sunshine today in our ag weather forecast as the temperatures will warm it into the upper 50s to low 60s. Southwest winds will also increase. Now, looking ahead, moisture will increase on Thursday with scattered showers and thunderstorms expected, and rain will linger into Friday and return Sunday into next week. Mostly sunny throughout the day today. We'll have highs 55 to 60, relative humidities at 27 to 32%. Southeast winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 41 to 46. Relative humidities at 67 to 72%. Southeast winds at 8 to 13. For Thursday, partly sunny. A 90% chance of afternoon showers and storms. High 60 to 65. Relative humidities at 58 to 63%. Southeast winds at 12 to 17. Gusting to 30. We'll see 3/10 to 1/2 inch of rain possible. For Friday, mostly cloudy, another chance of rain, highs 50 to 55. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 50 to 55. Sunday, partly sunny, another chance of rain, highs 55 to 60. Monday, partly sunny, a chance of showers, highs 55 to 60. And Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, highs 60 to 65.
Visit O'Galley Cheese for many locally sourced food items, including O'Galley's own award-winning Parmesan and Asiago cheeses and homemade squeaky fresh cheese curds made with milk from our local dairy farms. O'Galley Cheese also offers a variety of locally made brats, specialty popcorn, and delicious cheesecakes. Need a quick and easy dinner for the family? Pick up a handmade pizza from the O'Galley Cheese Factory Store. Family-owned and operated for over 75 years, O'Galley Cheese Factory Store opens 7 days a week, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25.
If your landscape is flat, add your own hills. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Building mounds and berms is an easy and attractive way to add interest and a new planting area as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Perfectly flat landscape is easy to mow, but it isn't very interesting. Build gently sloping mounds and berms to show off flowers, create a physical barrier, or even change a drainage pattern. Anne-Marie van der Zanden is a horticulture professor at Iowa State University. She says when you're planning the dimensions, use simple math so the berm doesn't look like a volcano.
The berm should be about 4 to 5 times as long as it is tall. In order to make them look like an actual element in the landscape rather than just kind of a high spot in the landscape, they should be probably about 18 inches up to about 24 inches tall. Once you get more than about 2 feet, then you can start to run into some erosion issues.
Lay out the design you want with a garden hose. Crescents and curves are a lot more interesting than straight lines. Have the highest point of the berm at one end and gradually taper it down to grade at the other end. You could also have more than one peak. How you build and fill the berm depends on your available resources.
People will use poor quality soils or even a little bit of construction debris, little chunks of concrete or something like that. And then I like to recommend about 6 to 8 inches of topsoil on top of that. One thing that I see that people do sometimes is they don't put the good quality soil on top. The plants need something good to grow in, otherwise they're not going to do very well.
If you'll be planting trees or shrubs with deep roots, she recommends building the entire structure out of good quality soil. It's also a good idea to cover it with mulch or plant a ground cover to control erosion. Learn more about building mounds and berms at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News.